We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and talking right now with Todd Cogdill of FMC, and he is out of Dunlap, Iowa. Todd, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us as we look at some crop conditions today.
Yeah, hey, thanks for inviting me to be here today and you know, have a good spirited conversation.
So what we're talking about today, Todd, is the appearance of tar spot. Now, usually you don't think of it quite this early, but it's something to be thinking about. It's usually on the radar. But tell us a little bit, Todd, about what we're seeing out there in the fields across Iowa right now.
Yeah, so like you said, you know, tar spot's starting to show up in some fields. I think right now, currently, maybe five counties in the state of Iowa have confirmed field identification of tar spot. And that is a touch earlier, maybe a week to 10 days earlier than what we saw in 2024. And, you know, I think part of that comes down to is folks are trying to be aware, getting out there and being proactive, which is extremely important for a disease like tar spot to be out there, you know, being attuned to what's going on out in the field. And I think that's why we're seeing folks be able to identify this so early in the growing season, is just knowing the concern that it can cause throughout the season and just wanting to be proactive out there.
So maybe remind our listeners, our viewers here, Todd, you know, the conditions right now we've had have been pretty good for tar spot development, have they not?
Yeah, you know, up until here, you know, before this little bit of rain we've had this week, you know, we had those days where it was hot and windy. That wasn't all that ideal. But prior to that, you know, in that time frame when folks were first finding tar spot, yeah, it was kind of ideal. We were getting some timely moisture, had that humidity, but we were still having those cool nights. And those things are kind of the key things that we look for tar spot development, having, you know, some cooler temperatures a bit and some adequate moisture and humidity.
And of course, the tar spot is not the only danger our fields are facing, you know, throughout the growing season, but it could be a good indicator of what we may still have to do battle with coming up throughout the year, correct?
Yeah, you know, tar spot's not the only disease that we can commonly see here, you know, in Iowa. You know, gray leaf spot, you know, comes into certain areas. As we move a bit north, you know, we tend to see, you know, favorable conditions for, you know, disease like northern corn leaf blight. And then, you know, I think we all remember in 2024 with that hurricane that came up and the remnants of it pushed, you know, southern rust up into large swath of Iowa. You know, those type of things are, you know, remain in folks' mind and as we go through, you know, this season in 25 as well.
Well, of course, then that raises the flag that, hey, we better start looking at getting our crop protection plans either fine-tuned, maybe adjusted a little bit as this is showing up a little bit earlier than what we would expect. I mean, how can farmers really tweak that without throwing things off too much, because we still have enough growing season left to go that, you know, sometimes we put that boost in later on in the season. Is that going to put us in jeopardy if we have to go early?
Yeah, you know, I think what I really like about folks getting out there early and getting their scouting is it does give them that opportunity to, you know, to adjust things and think about, hey, how am I going to make it, you know, the best case for my farm, you know, through the rest of the season. And finding tar spot, you know, for example, this early in the season, I don't want to be an alarmist about it. And I don't think that anyone should be, but I think it definitely provides everyone that opportunity to be aware of what's going on and make those adjustments. Obviously it gives folks that we have a lot of season to go and time to really make a good informed decision on when to apply. And right now I would say, you know, generally, those fields that folks are finding in tar spot in right now is probably not that significant of pressure, but that does give us that information that we really have, you know, the things that you need for, you know, that disease triangle. You know, you need an environment, you need the host, and you need the pathogen. Obviously, we've got acres of corn out there, so we have the host. Obviously, now we've seen tar spot identified out there, so we have the pathogen. and really all we need is a conducive environment to continue. But I think what we've seen historically with Tar Spot is that the environment is really what ends up being the driver on this, and comes down to where we should make that decision to get out there and make a preventative application. And right now I would say, you know, let's, you know, continue to evaluate and see where we are. I don't think there's a reason to go ahead and jump in and make an application right now, but like you said, it gives us an opportunity to plan ahead and be ready for, you know, those TASL applications, and potentially later on into the season. I think really that the key is to protect that crop as long as we can, all the way through grain fill.
All right. And of course, FMC has a host of products that are available to farmers that they can be looking at, if they decide that they're going to pull the trigger a little earlier, or, you know, or at least looking at maybe finding something that, if they're looking for that new product, to see what they can get out of it here this year.
Yeah. So, you know, my lead recommendation, across Iowa for, you know, tar spot or any of the key diseases we see here is going to be a Dastro fungicide. And the reason for that is, you know, it's a three mode of action product, very strong on all those key diseases. But historically the past 2 years, we've seen amazing results out of Adastrio specifically for tar spot. And I think the reason for that is, you know, we have an excellent balance of the active ingredients that make up Adastrio, and provide us with both, you know, that preventative control and that post-infection control, you know, what people traditionally call curative. Obviously we're not going to remove spots off a plant, but we can stop that disease infection cycle from continuing. You know, when we talk about things being preventative, you know, that's stopping that infection before it happens. So say when a disease spore lands on the leaf, we're going to stop it from germinating and being able to infect the plant. When we talk about, you know, things being curative, obviously we're talking about, you know, some infections already happened, but maybe we're stopping that mycelial growth within the cells of the plant and then stopping it from producing future spores and spreading, you know, from plant to plant or within that same plant. But, you know, what we see with the Adastrio is, you know, we have excellent xylem mobility, we have long lasting control, and then we see those, you know, those plant health benefits as well, maintaining a nice green healthy canopy throughout the season with a nice timely application.
All right, so farmers out there want to learn more about FMC's products and find out some of the results you guys are getting with products like Adastrio, where do they find that information, Todd?
You know, good first step is to, you know, reach out to your local FMC retailer that's, you know, selling FMC products. You can reach out to any of your, let's stop. Can we do that again, please?
Yeah, no problem. Go right ahead. Just start it over. I'll cut through that.
Yeah.
If you want, I'll re-ask the question. That way we get everything looking good.
Sorry, I just want to make sure I've got
no worries.
Web address correct as well before I go.
Yeah, no problem. All right, I'm going to go ahead and re-ask the question.
Yeah, so, time. Yeah, that'd be great. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So, Todd, if folks want to learn more about products from FMC like Adastrio or any other suite of products you have available for crop health and crop protection, where's the best place for them to get started on those questions?
You know, you can go to ag.fmc.com to find out more about our host of products, and you can also reach out to your local FMC supporting retailer.
All right. Well, Todd, we thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us and appreciate the insight and look forward to hearing more here as the growing season continues.
Yep. Thanks for having me on today.